We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, veg-embracing viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 in Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band, Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basakam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Calidad de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company, in Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company, in Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company, in Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company, in Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi, Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual, Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Horatel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supater Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company. Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gundarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations helps Afghan returnees to build homes. In Veg News, Mexico promotes healthy living with 20 plant-based cafeterias in her capital city. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Bumi Sehat Foundation International, which is dedicated to providing gentle midwifery services to underserved women in Indonesia. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 4th, is Independence Day in the United States, observing its autonomy achieved in 1776. A nation blessed with a vast diversity of faiths, cultures, nationalities, and ethnic backgrounds, the U.S. is also home to numerous spectacular natural sites. Among the most well-known are the Grand Canyon National Park and Yellowstone National Park, both of which are United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Culture Organization World Heritage Sites. The Statue of Liberty in New York, an internationally famous monument, is also a World Heritage Site. A cherished symbol of freedom, it welcomes many people to the land. We wish the generous residents of the United States a festive 4th of July. Please tune into Supreme Master Television today for Happy Birthday, the United States of America, a musical tribute from legendary artists on a journey through aesthetic realms in honor of this holiday.
Flying news. Tropical Storm Arlene claims lives in Mexico. As Tropical Storm Arlene brought more heavy rains to Mexico, officials on Saturday, July 2nd, confirmed at least 11 fatalities. Some 278,000 people were displaced or affected as central and Gulf coastal states were swept, with floods and mudslides damaging 20,000 homes and affecting crops. Thousands were evacuated as the storm brought heavy rains and winds to the badly hit state of Veracruz, as well as Hidalgo, Tamaulipas, Querétaro, Puebla, Oaxaca, and San Luis Potosi. With victims that included two young children and a rescue worker, an unknown number of people were injured, and the National Defense sent 2,900 troops to assist especially in Veracruz and Hidalgo states.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if any help is required. Offering $15,000 for urgent needs, she asked that they go if possible to comfort the most desperate. This amount could obtain $52,000 in relief items if purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in Mexico. Our gratefulness for the efforts of Mexican officials, military, and other personnel working to ease the situation, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's heartfelt aid.
With heaven's grace, may such disasters quickly subside through humanity's more benevolent care of the ecosphere.
Floods deluge Nepal and India. As of Saturday, July 2nd, at least 15 people had succumbed to flooding and landslides in Nepal, including a mother and her newborn child, as the start of the monsoons brought torrential rains for a second consecutive day. Three children lost their lives in the western district of Achham, as rivers breached their embankments and landslides blocked roads. The swollen Kosi River, which flows into neighboring India, was still on the rise, with experts warning that these floods could become worse than in 2008, when millions of people in Nepal and India were affected.
Meanwhile, in India's Bihar state, residents fled their homes as nearly 100 villages were inundated, with water levels in the major rivers Kosi, Mahananda, Gandak, Buri Gandak, and Bagmati on the rise since Friday. Officials said that despite a previous two-year drought, the main concern now is for flooding. The Bihar State Disaster Management Department, meanwhile, announced that extensive arrangements are being made for rescue and relief operations.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our association mission members, please find out from regional officials whether assistance is needed and to go if possible to offer support to the most vulnerable. She added that emergency funds of $20,000 are available for Nepal and India. This donation could acquire $412,000 in urgent necessities bought in the United States based on the general cost of living throughout the affected region. Our appreciation, officials and personnel in Nepal and India, for your caring efforts as we thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her thoughtful support.
We pray for the protection of all the flood-affected people and that our earthly balance is restored as we seek lifestyles in greater harmony with nature.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Buddha's sadness. I wish to find the celestial granary to scatter over mountains and forests, so every bird can be warm and nourished. When I see them in cold, wintry days, wings and feathers all in disarray, searching for food morsels. I wish to share all the meals, nutritious and tasty, with scrawny cats in the wild, wandering and hungry, living furtively in abandoned shrines, blistering days and rainy nights, emaciated and wasting away. I sympathize with the deer and goats on Rocky Mountains, roaming all day, not having enough dry leaves. Craggy cliffs, lonely as ancient tombs. Where can they find sweet grass and nectar stream? The heart of the saint is forever in sorrow. The vow to save the world, will it ever come to fruition? On bended knee, I awaken my faith in a creator and implore him this planet to restore.
We can still save the planet.
Day 569.
Be vegan, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Citizens speak out, rallying for reforms that include improved living conditions, more job opportunities, and a voice in government. People continue to gather in countries such as Afghanistan, Bahrain, Greece, Libya, Malaysia, Morocco, Palestine, Syria, United States, and Yemen.
Greece. With the Greek parliament having last week approved austerity measures required as part of a loan agreement from the International Monetary Fund and the European Union, Eurozone finance ministers agreed to release the next 12 billion euro portion of the loan, while also pledging support beyond the original 110 billion euro total amount.
United States, after legislators in Minnesota, USA were unable to reach an agreement with Governor Mark Dayton by Friday on a plan to bridge a $5 billion U.S. dollar annual budget gap, the government and all services except emergency and disaster response have been shut down until talks resume next week.
Meanwhile, in the southern state of Georgia, an estimated 15,000 people participated in a march Saturday, protesting the state's new anti-immigration laws, saying that they create an inhospitable environment for people of color and for those seeking better economic opportunities.
Palestine. Despite Greece having halted the departure of flotilla boats for Palestine as well as arresting the captain of a U.S. ship that tried to leave without permission, activists report they are still determined to set sail and continue on their mission to deliver medicine, construction equipment, and other humanitarian aid to Gaza. Meanwhile, the Spanish parliament on Friday urged the nation's government to recognize Palestine as an independent state.
Morocco. During a general vote held on Saturday, July 2nd, to ratify constitutional amendments that would reduce the absolute power of the monarchy, an estimated 72% of the country's 13 million registered voters came to the polls, with 98% approving the proposed reforms.
On Sunday, thousands marched to demand more reforms that include further limits on the king's powers and increased standards of accountability to end corruption.
Malaysia. Press TV reports that SARAM, the largest human rights group in Malaysia, began a campaign to raise awareness of detainees being tortured following various types of lockups and arrests, while encouraging Malaysians to persuade the government to ratify the UN Convention Against Torture.
Bahrain. Following several months of protests and nearly 2 months of martial law, a national reconciliation conference was initiated Saturday, with participants hoping to resolve issues diplomatically.
Syria. A day after massive protests Friday in the city of Hama, President Bashar al-Assad dismissed overseeing governor Ahmad Khalid Abdul Aziz, with activists stating that the dismissal was likely related to the governor having refused to allow policemen to fire at the huge rally of over 400,000 people, which was spared casualties while at least 24 citizens died in other cities.
On Sunday, 2 days after the protests, thousands of Syrian troops and dozens of tanks were deployed to the city, where they began arresting an unknown number of suspected activists, with residents reporting sounds of gunfire in the streets.
Libya. Head of the Libyan Transitional National Council, Mustafa Abdel Jalil, stated that the revolutionaries no longer seek Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's exile following his resignation, but would agree to his retirement within the country with international supervision.
Yemen. On Sunday, dozens of Yemeni troops were reported to have gone missing following clashes with illegally armed men in the nation's south. This news came a day after Yemeni officials stated that President Ali Abdullah Saleh, who is being treated in Saudi Arabia for injuries sustained in a June 3rd attack on the presidential palace, remains bedridden with difficulty both breathing and talking, making it unlikely that he could resume his duties for months. Meanwhile, as thousands continue to protest in the streets of cities like Sana'a, a coalition of six minority groups known as the Joint Meeting Parties was set to meet on Saturday to discuss a transitional council to begin forming a new government.
As we mourn the loss of precious life and sincerely sympathize with those who suffer, we pray that the turmoil in all nations is halted and that people everywhere may decide their futures in freedom, dignity, and peace.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
Except wanting the basic human rights that every of us have been granted and every of us wanted. Just freedom, just a corner of the world to work, to earn their living, to live out the life that God has allotted to them, to take care of their children, be productive to the country. We do not remember what God taught us to do, but to love one another. We don't remember, we come with empty hands and we go with empty hands. And now we're trying for a few years, short in this earth, to try to grab everything to ourselves and then accumulate bad retribution for our next life. But when we go and face God, God will ask us, I give you so much money, so much property, what did you do with it? Did you give my brother? Did you give my son who come to your door? No. At that time, you feel sorry and it's too late.
Cây mẫn già trước ngõ, sớm với chiều dãy đàn trẻ nhỏ miền quê. Cô tôi đẹp nề nếp của hiền thê, hậu thầy hôm mai vợ chồng êm ấm. Tôi học cùng người từ ngày bé bỏng, chữ y tờ đồ nét đậm nét công. Rồi xa làng lên tiểu học cao trung, bằng mấy rào ông về thăm trường cũ. Bỗng một sớm đông buồn mây ủ rũ, được tin thầy đã lìa bỏ chân gian. Vết đạn nào đã xuyên thấu tim gan, dòng máu thấm cố tình tuôn đẫm cỏ màu lục thảo, bỗng thành màu huyết rủ. Cố tôi quỳ chẳng dù mảnh khăn sâu. Ôi chiến tranh mi từ ở nơi mô, sao đến đâu là sương rơi thịt nát. Ta van mi hãy ngưng tay tàn sát, cho vợ thôi khóc chồng, cho mẹ chẳng khóc con. Hỡi hai bên những chiến sĩ anh hùng, chúng ta là anh em chung nguồn gốc. Tranh hơn thua sao phải thành ác độc, sao không đua tài xây dựng giang san. Từ ngàn xưa chiến tranh là tang tóc, ruộng phì nhiêu bồng chốc hóa gò hoang. Hãy dừng lại những hận thù vô lý, cỏ đã cằn phai vạn nấm mồ. Rồi chung cuộc được gì thù với bạn, nhất tưởng công thành vạn cốt khô.
Be here now.
Hi everyone, I'm Zolo. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller,
The Dots in My Life. We're following a compassionate vegan diet. We'd like to share a tip from our beloved caregiver, Supreme Master Qinghai.
If your dogs must take a hard pill, do not force it down their throats. It hurts. Try on yourself if you don't believe.
You can crush the pill to powder, coat with some soya yogurt, soft bread, mix with cookies, crumbs, or form a paste with it to make it easily accepted or swallowed.
Big thanks on Pet's behalf.
Our heartfelt appreciation, much beloved Supreme Master Qinghai, for this caring idea.
Many thanks, loyal viewers, for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Thank you for your attention. And here's the weather around the globe.
humanitarian news, the United Nations helps Afghan returnees to build homes. Over the last decade, the UN Human Settlement Program, or UN Habitat, has given shelter materials to 1,000 families who had already been allocated land in Shehashri and Chamtale townships. Also, it has partnered with the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, to supply notebooks and pens to school children. With the UN's contribution over the years, 1,100,000 Afghans have voluntarily come back to eastern provinces, and now similar programs are taking place in Herat and Kabul. Our gratitude, United Nations, for your very important assistance to Afghani brethren. May all those returning home greet bright futures full of peace and abundance with Allah's blessings.
In veg news, Mexico promotes healthy living with 20 plant-based cafeterias. Mr. Marty Batres Guadarrama, Mexico City's Secretary of Social Development, announced the opening of the plant-based, reasonably priced dining facilities in the capital city. By the end of 2011, each of the city's 16 municipalities will feature at least one of the veg eateries. The cafeteria in Iztapalapa has already opened its doors to the public, offering tasty, meat-free Mexican food. Bravo, Mexico City! Also, our many thanks, Secretary of Social Development, Mr. Marty Batres Guadarrama, for your support of this wonderful step towards sustainable living. May the new cafeterias be a resounding success as your warm-hearted citizens transition to the earth-saving vegan diet. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting Bumi Sehat Foundation International, an Indonesian nonprofit which provides more than 17,000 medical consultations a year. We'll say a prayer for peace and happiness on earth. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more splendid news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, engaging news for a charming world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on an Indonesian nonprofit which trains midwives in enhancing gentle births.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Bumi Sehat Foundation International is dedicated to providing gentle midwifery services to underserved women in Indonesia. The nonprofit, which was founded in 1995 by Miss Ibu Robin Lim, operates two clinics on a donation basis in Bali and Aceh. Health-enhancing practices such as the use of herbs and homeopathic medicines, water birthing, yoga, and acupuncture are offered. Breastfeeding beginning just a few moments after the baby is born is also encouraged.
Over 17,000 medical consultations are given annually in the two health centers. Furthermore, free training classes in computer and English for Balinese teenagers, a village recycling project, and elderly wellness program are other endeavors that Bumi Sehat sponsors. In addition, scholarships and apprenticeships in midwifery are part of the foundation's work.
Bumi Sehat has taken part in disaster relief work in Indonesia and Haiti, with an emphasis on supporting maternal and child health. The good work of the organization has been highlighted in a number of media, including Miss Ibu Robin Lim being named a 2011 CNN hero. God bless you, Miss Ibu Robin Lim and Bumi Sehat Foundation International, for your loving help to many precious individuals. May all beings flourish evermore in well-being and abundance.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Maori, an Aboriginal language spoken in New Zealand entitled Arithmetic Problem.
Te whakatakoto mai ko te kaiako, te rararuana. He ono pauna, kei roto I tō pākete. E whā pauna, ko ngaro. Hei aha kei roto I tō pākete. Te whakautu ana te ki. He rua!
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I have been watching all your programs and I'm very impressed. God bless your ministry. Emmanuel from Iringa, Tanzania.
Gracious Emmanuel, how wonderful to receive your supportive message. We are so glad you are enjoying Supreme Master Television. May heaven bless you and all the pure-minded people of Tanzania with peace and plentitude.
Do you have a Heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your Heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your heart resonate with celestial melodies.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Poland officially accepts the 6-month rotating role of European Union president for the first time, with Prime Minister Donald Tusk saying that his country hopes to help revitalize the European spirit in pursuing goals of economic stability and further integration.
Open for the first time in 130 years, secret underground chambers in India's ancient temple of Sri Padmanabha Swami, now under the governance of Kerala State, reveal a treasure valued at billions of US dollars that includes elaborate gold jewelry and coins along with diamonds, emeralds, and rubies.
As of July 1, 2011, Russia lifts her grain export ban imposed last summer due to a severe drought, with current estimates of potential grain availability for global markets of up to 25 million tons.
A new Chinese National Library for the Blind has opened in Beijing, with a collection of more than 50,000 Braille, large-lettered, and audiobooks, as well as access to state-of-the-art reading technology.
In response to an appeal from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, the state government of Punjab, India, urges schools to ban leather shoes in favor of canvas to protect leather workers and the environment from toxic chemicals and to save animals' lives.
British Medical Association physicians call for tougher legislation against tobacco and alcohol, such as banning smoking in cars and prohibiting alcohol advertising, in efforts to reduce exposure to these harmful substances and safeguard public health.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.